I want to introduce you to Roger Wakefield. Let me just set it up this way. I am at Social Media Marketing World this year in 2020, and I get there a little bit early to check in before the crowds, you know, are getting all their credentials and stuff like that. And I'm not the only one who did that. In fact, after I got my little laminated badge and all that stuff, I sat down, and then right in front of me, about 10 feet away, was this guy who was wearing a kind of a, I think it was a teal blue shirt with embroidery, not only in the front. Yep, there he is. He's holding it up. If you're watching the live stream, you can see that kind of tealy bluey thing. And it's got this embroidery on the back. And it's not just a little piece of embroidery. It's like across the entire shoulder width. And it says Roger Wakefield, the expert plumber. And I'm like, that's really cool. So I went up to him, I tapped him on the shoulder and said, hey, Roger, I just want to let you know your shirt is working when it comes to marketing. And we briefly started talking, and I knew right away I wanted to have him on the podcast. Well, guess what? That was doubly cemented when we sat in the keynote of Michael Stelzner's at the beginning of Social Media Marketing World. And who does he use as an example of someone who's going from zero to hero using social media, building his personal brand? And well, I don't want to tell the whole story. I want you to tell that story, but let it suffice to say that I finally found my example, my avatar of a person who works in trades, who is actually using it to build a personal brand that has had incredible effects. And so, Roger, I want to say thank you very much for coming on the Nonfiction Brand Podcast. Can you give us a real quick introduction to Texas Green Plumbing, who you are, what you do, and how you do it?
Absolutely. And number one, thanks for having me on. This is, I know we've talked about this before. It's hard to make things happen. But when I saw the email yesterday and I saw the time today, I said, you know what? I'm in. So it worked out really well. I own a plumbing company just outside of Dallas, and it's a small company. I started it 5 years ago. And the neat thing about it is look, I love plumbing. I'm passionate about it. I love the trade. I love the career. I love everything about it. But I literally have been hiring the wrong marketing people. And I hired marketing people that actually made our phones stop ringing. And I did that more than once. So the big thing for me is I decided that I wanted to learn social media and talked to my wife about it, and business was struggling. And it's like, look, this is the next thing we need to do. Let's go ahead and do it. And I showed up at Social Media Marketing World the first time 2 years ago. And kind of like you, I showed up early. I walked in early and I went in and said, hey, look, I'm here. Can I go ahead and register? And you know how they are. They're the most amazing people to deal with. And they're like, absolutely. Come on up. Lady takes my name and hands me my lanyard and says, okay, you're a plumber. I'm going to find some more plumbers for you to hang out with. She looks down her list. She says, there's no plumbers here. I said, what other kind of people would you hang out with? I said, roofers, electricians, landscapers, window cleaners. It doesn't matter. Residential trades people. She scrolls through her list. And this girl looks up at me almost brokenhearted, and she says, there's nobody here like you. I don't know who you're going to hang out with. And I don't know if it was, you know, God talking in the back of my head, the angels singing or what, but I'm like, look, I'm good. Don't you worry about me. And I just saw the opportunity. I mean, think about it. And I had somebody ask me this just the other day. They said, Roger, wouldn't most people have just got scared, tucked tail, turned and left and said, look, I'm in the wrong spot. And that's not me. I looked at it and I thought, wait, there are no plumbers here. Why not? And I walked in, I got serious about it. And our business really was struggling. As you heard Michael say, my wife called, I don't remember if it was later the first day or the second day, and says, look, we're not going to make it. We're going to be shut down by the time you get back. And I'm like, Julie, look, that's not what I need right here while I'm trying to learn. But that was the message. And I decided, look, if I'm going to do anything, I've got to do it. And I've got to do it now. And I jumped in with both feet.
Well, and all you have to do is check out Roger Wakefield on YouTube. And you aren't going to see a guy with a YouTube channel. You're going to see a guy with a YouTube television station because you've got multiple streams of information. You've got stuff that is directed toward plumbers on how to build their businesses. You've got stuff for homeowners on how to deal with certain issues ranging from, do I need a new water heater to, hey, how can I fix a leaky faucet and everything in between. So you've got multiple audiences that you're serving. You've got multiple shows, if you will, because one is for the pros, the other's for the newbies or, you know, the total novices. And you're there and your brand is very clearly saying one thing, and that is, I'm an expert plumber and I'm here to serve you, whoever you happen to be. So I was just watching your most recent live stream, which is yesterday's, right? Or Monday's at 4 p.m. Central Standard Time. You do a live stream for anyone who wants to come on the live stream and answer questions every Monday at 4 p.m. Central?
You bet. I do. And it's funny, I do that on YouTube. But then at 10 o'clock today, I have my wife in here. We did a live stream. I've got LinkedIn Live. So she comes in with me on Tuesdays. I'll come back in on Fridays. Normally on Tuesdays, we talk about networking, how to grow your business by building your network. And on Fridays, I talk about plumbing or social media or really whatever people want to talk about. But I mean, think about what you just said. How many plumbers do you see out there that just fire up a camera and say, hey, you got a plumbing question? I'm here to help. What can I do? And we started our channel teaching homeowners how to fix their own plumbing. I thought, you know what? I'm tired of paying a lot of money for Google, pay-per-click, AdWords, all that. So we started learning social media. How can we just get in front of our customers and teach them? Let them learn about us by teaching them how to fix the things they can fix. And then we started realizing, I've got people that want to get into the trades. I've got people that are in the trades that want to get better. And now I've got either business owners or tradespeople that want to own their own company. They're like, look, I don't know how to start. I don't have the money. I don't know what to do. Can you help me? And I want to help everybody I can.
This episode of the Nonfiction Brand Podcast is brought to you by Culture Chicken Brand Egg. What's that? It's one of my most requested presentations, now available as in-person live or virtual online presentations. If you've got a group or association that loves presentations that inspire, inform, entertain, and get you going at the same time, we should talk. Head on over to dpknewton.com/speaking to download my full speaker media kit today. And let's start talking about how I can help you get your party started. What happened when you started helping people for free over the free channels of things like YouTube Live, LinkedIn Live, et cetera?
It just started blowing up. I think there's two that I really love helping. It's that I have high school students or college students. And, you know, I don't just say college men or high school boys. I've got students, I've got male and female people that reach out to me and say, look, I want to be a plumber. And what do you think? Can I do it? And the answer is always yes. I mean, I've had people, whenever I was an instructor in the union, I had people anywhere from the age of 18 up to 55 getting into the trades for the first time. And I've seen them do well. So it's not you asking me, can you do it? I'm going to turn around and say, I don't know. Can you? Here's what it takes. You've got to be diligent. You've got to want to learn. But do you just want to get in the trades or do you want to be the best plumber, electrician, HVAC tech? Do you want to be the best you can be? Because that's what I want to teach you how to do. Because in the world today, I mean, anybody can just get in and get a job. But look what happens. People get laid off. But if you can become the best, you're going to have a job forever. Whether you work for someone else or whether you work for yourself one day, it's going to be whatever you want it to be. And to me, that's what the trades are.
Yeah. Well, and you've actually addressed that in some of the videos that you've done about talking about how to get into it or, you know, answering all those kind of before you get into it questions of, okay, what can I expect to make? Or, you know, I don't want to own my own business. I want to work for someone else. What should I expect? And I mean, come on, you're even in there. What is it? One day ago, yesterday, how to crush your plumbing job interview, ask questions. I mean, literally, you just did a video. Right now, it's up to 517 views in a single day on how to crush a plumbing job interview. What plumber is doing that anywhere in social media? Well, the answer is Roger Wakefield, and he's the guest I've got on today, and I'm really super happy to be talking to you about it because you're blowing my mind, man, because we talked a little bit in San Diego this year, and we discussed a little bit. Ends up, we went to Social Media Marketing World for the first time the very same year, and I'm watching where your trajectory from that first year comparing it to mine, going, oh my God, this guy has lapped me about 16 times. But I'm so excited about that, because for those of you not watching the live stream, I just want to describe to you what Roger looks like as a human being. One, take Kojak, the bald-headed PI from, you know, way back in 70s TV, add a droopy mustache that you would expect to see on a walrus. I mean, I'm just going to say you're a genial walrus-looking guy. I mean, big, burly guy. And also, I want to say, without going into detail or speculation about your age, that you're certainly on the, let's just say, the top of the hill and maybe a little bit on the backside of it, right along with me. I mean, I'm looking at your gray mustache and comparing it to my gray everything, saying that we have a lot in common. The fact that you, after the years of experience you've had, after the success you've had, after the challenges you've had, have decided to embrace this new medium and what it's done for you is incredibly impressive. Add to that the fact that you're in the trades, you know, you're a plumber. That to me is incredibly impressive, because most people think, well, to be an influencer, you've got to be a 20-something year old, beautiful young girl who knows how to do a smoky eye makeup and stuff like that, or you need to be a chef or something kind of sexy like that. And the answer is no. You just need to be someone who's got some experience and the openness to share it, and incredible things can happen. So if you really want to get an idea of what Roger is about, just look up Roger Wakefield. That's R-O-G-E-R, Wakefield, W-A-K-E-F-I-E-L-D on YouTube, and spend about 5 or 6 hours going through all the videos he's put up there. How many videos do you actually have up there, man?
Well, hold on. Before anybody looks that up, I want you to think about this. Have them do something different. Don't look up Roger Wakefield. Look up plumbing. And I say that for a reason. If these people have never searched plumbing before on YouTube, and if you've never searched it, go search it now. Search plumbing and see what comes up. Normally, my channel comes up at the very top. Normally, my videos, I've normally got 8 to 12 of the top 20 videos. Now, anybody who knows YouTube knows it's the second largest search engine in the world, which I learned 2 years ago at that first social media marketing conference I was at with you. But my thing is, can you imagine having 4 to 6 of the top spots on the first page of Google? Meaning if somebody searched plumbing, marketing, chiropractor, whatever it is you want to be found for, in my trade, it just so happens to be plumbing. But to have 8 to 12 of the top 20 videos would be just like having 4 to 6 of the first listings on page 1 of Google. What is the value of that?
Well, I'm here to tell you, I just looked up plumbing. Every page, of course, is going to be different. You came up starting at number 3, but then you owned the rest of the page. The first two were owned by Got to Learn, which is a how-to channel, which is very, very popular. That makes sense. But the rest of the page is Roger Wakefield. That's incredible.
And I just learned to do this.
If you were a company like any other plumbing company, and you hire a small advertising agency or something like that, and then you pay them, let's just say a beginning engagement with any ad agency is going to be at least $20,000, probably more like $50,000. And they promise you that we're going to do a direct mail campaign. We're going to get you a great Yellow Pages ad. We're going to do some traditional advertising. You know, we're going to vinyl wrap your vehicles so it all looks great. We're going to do some local radio tie-ins, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Oh, and by the way, we'll probably want to do some social media, which our crack team of 20-year-olds who've never owned a home and never fixed a toilet are going to actually do for you. Meanwhile, you got Roger Wakefield, who's creating his own videos that own plumbing on YouTube, the second largest search engine in the world. And you're doing it all yourself, right?
Yes, sir.
So,
I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, here's the deal. And here's something you said that was very interesting. You were there at that first social media marketing world that I was at. And since then, I've gone to Vid Summit. I've gone to Video Marketing World. I've done a couple of others, but you know, social media marketing world, that's where it started. And I tell people that it is literally like drinking water out of a fire hose. There was so much information. And think about it. How long have you been in marketing? How long have you been doing what you've been doing?
Close to 30 years.
I haven't. I told my wife when I walked in, I said, look, I don't know anything about marketing. I don't know anything about social media. And it's funny because just in an interview the other day, I said, look, I walked in there thinking I was going to learn how to do Facebook posts better and how to like, comment, share, have people join my groups or my pages or whatever it is. And literally, that's what I thought that I was going to learn. And I walked into Daryl Eve's class and he starts talking about YouTube. And I still remember, and I laughed about it a while ago. I still remember when Daryl, at the very beginning of the deal, he says, YouTube is the second largest search engine in the world. And I had already opened up my notebook or my iPad or something. And I looked up and I thought, this guy has no idea what he's talking about. YouTube is just the place I store my videos. That's all it is. And he's thinking it's a search engine. And I mean, I am literally thinking, okay, can I get up and walk out? Because I'm on the front row. That's me. And I sat there and I listened to his whole presentation. And by the time he was done, I was like, I've got to change everything I do. And I've got to get started now. And I have become a student of social media. I've become a student of video. I've become a student of, and I say social media, LinkedIn and YouTube both. And I've been like, look, I think I can do this. And it's funny because you mentioned, you know, Michael Stelzner. It all started because I heard a podcast where Nathan Chan from Founder Magazine interviewed Michael Stelzner. And I listened to that. And I was literally on the treadmill. I used to get up and walk 4 miles every morning before work. And I'm on the treadmill and I'm watching and listening. And I say watching, it's a picture of Nathan and Michael on it. But I'm listening to this and it blew my mind that Michael was a content writer. He wrote white papers. He did things like this. And he started Social Media Marketing World, Social Media Examiner. And everything he did, it blew my mind. I'm like, wait, how did he just start a business like that when there was nothing like it? A few days later, I'm on the same treadmill and Gary Vee is on there and he's up in front of a stage talking. And he says, look, I don't care if you're 20, 50 or 70, you can do this. And brother, I almost fell off the treadmill. I stopped and I grabbed the treadmill and I backed it up and I listened to him say it again. And I just, the bad thing is I needed somebody in New York to tell me it was okay for me to do this. And right. That still blows my mind. Why are we waiting for other people to tell us it's okay to do something? Because I haven't had anybody tell me it's okay since then. I walked in social media marketing world and said, look, I can do this. And now when people look at me and say, you can't do that, you know, remember when I walked in 2 years ago, they're saying, look, you really can't use social media for local. It's, you know, it's national, it's worldwide and all this, but we've used it and Will and I call it social local growth. We know how to grow local business through social media and it's huge.
Hey, nonfiction branders, did you know I wrote a book? Well, I did, and it's called Rotoma, the ROI of Social Media Top of Mind. I wrote it with my colleague Spencer X. Smith, and it's all about Rotoma, an acronym that means Return on Top of Mind Awareness. Best-selling author and NYU Stern School of Business professor Scott Galloway called it a book that starches the fluff from social media and helps managers allocate capital and find the unicorn among unicorns, ROI. And Chief Content Officer at Marketing Profs, Anne Hanley said, this isn't just a practical way to think about the return on social media. It's also a spot-on, accurate way to reframe your social efforts. Check out all the 5-star reviews on Amazon by searching Rotoma, ROTOMA. Pick up your copy today and start building your personal, professional, and small business brand the Rotoma way.
I learn by watching other people. I learn osmotically, you know, I learn by watching role models. And so, dude, I'm sorry, Roger, you're a role model and you've inspired the bejesus out of me because I'm looking at what you're doing. And here's the thing, you have a natural personality and it's not, and please don't be insulted by this. It's not a personality that will ever be the lead anchor on the Today Show.
And that's the job. That's the job I was going for.
Yeah, right. But you've got the personality of the person, the lead anchor from the Today Show would be talking to because you're exactly who you are. And you present what you know in a way that is very accessible to people who just want a question answered. But when you're answering that question, you're building a relationship. And that relationship can then convert into any number of other things. And I want to definitely talk about that in the second half of our conversation. But for now, I just want to get people to get you into their orbit, because you're going to be so inspirational. Because I don't want to pick on plumbers, but there's a little bit of, well, if a plumber can do this and be successful, imagine what I could do with what I do. And if that's your takeaway from this, that is exactly right. Because I'm just like you. I went to social media marketing world. That fire hose blew me away the first year. It blew me away the second year. It blew me away the third year. But what I do is I take that big single takeaway from it. My first year was, I need to be doing more video. Well, sounds like you and me had the same takeaway, but you grabbed that by the horns and started doing it in a huge way. My second year was, wow, I got to start doing this live stream thing, because I started feeling more comfortable with video, you know? And now this year, I'm accelerating all that stuff, because you find the stuff that fits you, the way you do it, your voice, who you are, and who you can serve, and you find the channels that work best for you. Now that it's just a matter of turning the dial up on it. And sometimes you need to have that rabbit in front of you. Well, I'm telling you, Roger Wakefield is my rabbit, and he's going around that track at 100 miles an hour, and I'm struggling to keep up. But dude, you got to see it to be it. Well, Roger's the guy that I'm seeing, and I hope to be one of these days. So check him out. By the way, I've talked a lot about your YouTube presence. Where else can people connect with you?
LinkedIn. You know, you were talking at the second social media marketing world, you started learning about live streaming. LinkedIn reached out to me 2 weeks before the second social media marketing world, the second one for you and I, and said, hey, look, we love your video. We'd like for you to start doing live streaming. And I was like, wait, I didn't know y'all did live streaming. And they said, well, we don't, but we're fixing to start. So I was one of the first 12 people in the world to do live streaming on LinkedIn.
Oh my God.
So I got LinkedIn Live a week before social media marketing world a year ago. And I did one of my first four or five LinkedIn Lives from social media marketing world in San Diego. So, and that was a year ago. So it's a blast. I just jumped in and loved it. YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, Facebook, and I'm having fun.
Yeah. So again, that's Roger Wakefield, R-O-G-E-R, Wakefield, W-A-K-E-F-I-E-L-D. And are you open to connecting with people via LinkedIn and stuff like that if they want to connect with you?
I love connecting with people, but when people connect with me and their next message is, hey, I'm going to teach you how to do video for your website, I normally unconnect with them because they're really not paying attention. They're just trying to make connections.
Yeah. Amen, brother. And I do the same thing. If the next thing I hear from you is a pitch, forget it. You are unconnected instantly. But if someone had a plumbing specific question for you via any of those channels, would you be up for answering it?
Absolutely. Plumbing, social media. I get questions about everything and I answer everybody I can.
Well, there you go. Roger Wakefield is the real deal. I cannot recommend that you connect or get, you know, bring him into your orbit enough, because you'll learn a ton from this dude. That's it for this week's episode. But wait, Roger's going to be back for the next half next week, so don't miss that. For now, I'm DP Knutton for the Nonfiction Brand Podcast, and he is
Roger Wakefield, Lead AP, the Expert Plumber. I'll see you in the next video if you don't get flushed.
There you go. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.